our recommendation, if governments want to have more control over online speech, is to pass laws to have that be very cleanly and clearly defined such that we can implement it. There are times that we see the laws being implemented or being suggested that they're not necessarily clean or possible for us to cleanly interpret them. And we've also seen sometimes there's laws passed just for the internet as opposed to for all speech. And I do think that's a dangerous area when we start to get in and say, oh, sure, you could say something like this in a magazine or on TV, but you can't say it on the internet.
The Jewish writer Moritz Steinschneider invented the term anti-Semitic in 1860. The term would be used to silence all those that dare to expose Jewish crimes. Because of the predominantly Jewish character of the regime, the very first piece of legislation approved by the communist regime was the Anti-Semitism Act in 1917. Anti-Semitism was made a capital crime, and anti-communist was regarded as an anti-Semite. Leon Trotsky also started using the word racist to browbeat all dissenters of the communist ideology and to render debate impossible. These words are used still to this day to bully any politically incorrect person into silence. Even more now than ever, they're trying to make it punishable to question or criticize their actions by calling it hate speech, fake news, or anti-Semitic. You must understand, the leading Bolsheviks who took over Russia were not Russians. They hated Russians. They hated Christians. Driven by ethnic hatred, they tortured and slaughtered millions of Russians without a shred of human remorse. The October Revolution was not what you call in America the Russian Revolution. It was an invasion and conquest over the Russian people. More of my countrymen suffered horrific crimes at the blood-stained hands than any people or nation ever suffered in the entirety of human history. It cannot be understated. Bolshevism was the greatest human slaughter of all time. The fact that most of the world is ignorant of this reality is proof that the global media itself is in the hands of the perpetrators. We cannot state that all Jews are Bolsheviks, but without Jews, there would be no Bolshevism. For a Jew, nothing is more insulting than the truth. The blood-matted Jewish terrorists murdered 66 million in Russia from 1918 to 1957. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Nobel Prize winning novelist, historian, and victim of Jewish Bolshevism.
Who is Rome and so on? Who is Esav? Because Esav is not only a persecutory agent, but it's the greatest of all the persecutory agents, and it is the longest. You know, it's been around with us, not in the form of Rome, which I will mention, but it has been around for a long time, thousands of years. And therefore, Esav is the greatest of the persecutory nations, and it is the longest. It all started, of course, with Esav. Esav became Edom, which is a nation. Edom became Rome. The Torah says Esav is Edom. The Gemara says, the Talmud says, that Rome, Edom is Rome, Zuroimi. Okay, but what's interesting, of course, is that God decided that he doesn't want a nation, or rather Rome, a nation to be the greatest persecutory agent for the Jews, because that would mean that until the Mashiach comes, Rome has to be the major dominant force or nation in the entire world. And God does not want that. As it is, Rome was, you know, a nation for at least probably close to 1,000 years. And then the one in Constantinople went even another 1,000 years after that. So what God did, which is interesting, he changed the form of Esav. Instead of it being Rome, it became Christianity. The concept of Esav as Edom and as Rome was changed, transformed into a religion. So therefore, any nation that has that religion can be considered Esav. See? So therefore, it's not one nation that is now 2,000 years or whatever, but it is a religion And any nation that has that religion predominantly is called Esav. And that's what happened, you see. So Christianity, of course, ultimately became Western civilization. So Esav today is really Western civilization.
The Rambam says that there are three mitzvahs that the Jewish people were commanded to do when they entered into the land of Israel. And they are, number one, to establish a king for themselves.
Moshiach.
Number two, ulahachriz zarei shel amalek, and to cut off the offsprings of the nation of Amalek. And number three,
cut off the offsprings. Abortion, trying all the propaganda in the media telling white people to not have kids. The idea that white kids and white people are just inherently racist, you wonder, where does all this anti-white propaganda come from?